Daf today is Daf Ayin Beis and Shabbos, and we will discuss the sugya of Misasek, which comes up here on the top of Ayin Beis and Beis. It is a huge topic. We will just touch on some of the salient points, some that come up here, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about it another time as well. Says the Gemara, Niskavin lagbias hatalosh v'chotach hasamechubar pater. If somebody has kavana to pick up a talosh v'chotach hasamechubar, what does that mean? So we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Again, there are different pshatim, what exactly the Gemara is talking about, but let's just see where Misasek comes up in our Gemara. Rashi says, you have a knife on the floor, and you want to pick up the knife, and you bent down to pick up the knife, and by mistake, v'chotach hasamechubar, and by mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you cut a piece of grass, v'chotach hasamechubar pater. So you didn't even have kavana for a maisa chaticha. You didn't have kavana for anything. You had kavana for picking something up from the ground that was detached. But instead you detached something and you did the malacha of kotzer, you are pater. That is the patur of misasig. You were involved in a malacha and you didn't know about it, you didn't realize it, you didn't have kavana samaisa, and therefore you're pater. But if you did have the kavana to do an act of cutting, you're not just an act of picking up. You are kavana to do an act of cutting. Lachtoch as atolish. There was a cut flower on the floor, and you were planning to cut the flower just to take the top of it off already, but it's already detached from the ground. And by mistake, you cut a flower that was still attached to the ground. That's a machlokas. Abaye and Rava. Rava Amar Pater. Rava says in that case you mean Pater, because that's also misasek. You were lacking something in your das. This is one of the baturim of Shabbos. You were involved in something, but you didn't have kavana. Right? Kavana is part of the problem, part of the iser, the ingredients of the iser for malachas machsheves and malach on Shabbos, as Beis Hashem will talk about soon. So Rava says you are lacking and you are Pater. Abaye Amar Chayav. Abaye says no, you're going to be chayav a carbon in this case because you had a kavana to do an act of cutting, at least. Rava Amar Pater Dehalo Niskavin Lachaticha De Isura. Rava says you're Pater because you don't have kavana to do anything wrong, right? To do any Chaticha De Isura. Rashi B'shigigas Shabbos O B'shigigas Malachas El Misasik V'Chaticha Seter. You're involved in cutting something mutter. You know it's Shabbos. You know cutting is Aser. So you weren't missing anything. Abaye Amar Chayav Dov Chayav in the Chaticha Ba'al. Abaye said, no, you still had kavana for the Maisa, and therefore you are going to be Chayav. It sounds like from Rashi, Tosfos says, that let's say you had kavana to cut flower A that was attached to the ground, and instead you cut flower B which was attached to the ground, meaning you had kavana for a Maisa Isser, but you just did a different Maisa Isser. Sounds like from Rashi that everybody would agree that that is going to be Chayav, right? Maybe that's not Misasek, right? Even Rav is going to agree there that you're Chayav. Tosfos argues, Tosfos assumes that's also a case of Misasek. Tosfos says, what's the pshat of the Gemara? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, v'nir Rabbeinu Tam, d'hacha mairi, v'niskavin lachtoch talush, v'nimsa shum mechubar. No, it's not two different things. You thought that this flower itself, you had kavana to cut A, and you cut A. You were just under a misimpression of what A was. You thought A was talush, v'nimsa shum mechubar, and it came out that it was mechubar, v'chotech mashayim iskavin. You cut exactly what you wanted to. Right, that's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, where you had kavana to cut A, and you did cut A, and you just didn't know what A was. So again, this gets into the sugya of Misasek, which hopefully, towards the end, if we have time to talk more about the Lamaisa elements, this is where it comes up. But again, this is one of the Peturim of Shabbos. As we know, Shabbos has Melechas Machsheves, the requirement to be thought out professional work, Melechas Umanvan, as Unkelis says in Parshas Vayakel, and included in that are many different areas of halacha, which also overlap in Kala Torah Kula, also some of them come up. Tavar Shein Miskaven comes up in Kala Torah Kula, by Nazir and by other areas of Sirus, and other areas of halacha. Malacha Shenetz Richa Legufa is something unique to Shabbos. Misasek, Mikalkel, Shinui, Grumma, all of these might be part of Malachat Machsheves, but we'll focus on Misasek for now. So again, what's the definition of Misasek? Somebody who's lacking something in their das when they do the Malacha. But it's different than Shogeg. Shogeg means, I know exactly what I'm doing, but I just don't know what Shabbos. I know exactly what I'm doing, but I don't know that this is Usser. Misasek, I'm lacking something in what I'm doing. The act itself is problematic. And there are different levels and different types of misasek. The question some of the achronim deal with is, what exactly is the difference between misasek and dover she'eno miskaven? Right? What exactly is the difference between the two of them? So Rabbi Chanan deals with this in the second volume of Kovetz Ha'aris, where he says that each one would not be putter because of the other one. Misasek isn't or can't be putter because of Davashin and Miskavein, because it is, right, the big sugi in Davashin and Miskavein and Psik Resha L'Sha'avar. What's usually the classic case of Davashin and Miskavein? I do an act and I'm not sure if it will cause a malacha to be done in the future. I'm going to roll a chair, I'm going to drag a chair, and I'm not sure if it's going to make a hole in it or not. But what if it's what's called Psik Resha L'Sha'avar? Right, that let's say I'm going to close a house, I'm not sure if there's a deer in it or not. So that's a little different. Is that Davashin Miskavein? Is that Psik Resha? If I knew that there was a deer in it, that this would be Vadai Tseda trapping, and that would be Psik Resha. But I don't know. So is that called Davashin Miskavein? Is that called Psik Resha? So in the post, and that's called either Psik Resha L'Sha Avar, or it's called Suffolk Psik Resha. So that is a major machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Ramah discusses this in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Not in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramah in Sefer Pei Zayin discusses what happens in the days of old, where you used to go to an inn and share an oven, bring your own pot and share an oven. A goy was cooking his stuff in one pot and the Jew was cooking his stuff in another pot. So you're going to stoke the flame to make it bigger. But you know what? When you stoke the flame, you could be cooking in a quicker way the goy's pot also. One second, there's Basa B'Cholov in there. Isn't this Basa B'Cholov? That you're cooking Basa B'Cholov? You don't know whether it's Basar B'Cholov or not. Ah, so is that Darish and Miskavin? Is that Psik Resha? The Ramah says it's Asur. Asur Yesh Omrim. Simin Pei Zayin Sivav. Yesh Omrim to Asur Lachtos Ha'esh Tachas Kederish Lov Dikochavim. Lafishe Mevashlum Behem Pavim. Chaluk Pavim Basar. Vamachata Tachas Ha'kederish Lohem. Bali De Bishol Basar B'Cholov. Right, that is the Ramah quoting that goes Mordechai from Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, Kashali. On Shulchan Aruch, right there, so in Pezayin Yoredeya. Kashali ha eino machavin lavashel, rak lachtos ha eish, upsik reisha lo have, deshema lo bisha lo vikachavin bakadir basa vagam chalav. Maybe there's no basa vachalav in that. So isn't that Davashin and Miskavein? Vitzarech lomar, you have to explain the Ramah, to dafka besafik de lahaba, shema lo yehe nase kain b'maisa shalo, kumo gorer kise v'safsal, tavi safik shema bigre raso lo yase guma. Maybe a hole won't be made. It's a safik of the future. That's Darvashin de Miskavein. Avo besafik de avar kumo hacha. But here all the realities are set. You just don't know. Tim yesh b'kadera balua basa b'chalav b'chitu yze b'vadi yisbashel. Right, if there is basar b'chalav in there, this would vaday be mavashel. El da safik shema ein bo blias basar b'chalav ze. You know, just don't know. Ze mikri psik resha. That's psik resha. That's psik resha. That is not darvish eino miskavein. And he says, and this is again the Taz, because achem l'dasa Taz arachayim. The Taz writes in Shinta Zayin Gimel that the tour there talks about it. You let it close a little box. There might be flies in it or not. And the Taz says there that it is mutter. It is mutter because you don't know. And it's called Darvashin and Miskavir. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, Psik Resha. So says Rabbi Chanan, back to our case, Misasek is like a Psik Resha L'Sha'avar. Right? It's like, it's all done. You just don't know. You're just not having the proper Kavana. But really, you're not going to call this Darvashin and Miskavir because it's all done already. And therefore, Misasek is not going to be putter for Darvashin and Miskavir. If you only Darvashin and Miskavir, this would be Psik Resha L'Sha'avar, and therefore you need the Ptur of Misasek, which again, we didn't mention. It's based on one or two Psukim in Maseches Krisas. Rashi quotes here the Gemara Krisas. But that is number one. That's what Rabbi Chanan says in Chav Gimel Gimel. Ube'emet Sarach Lahavin, my Ika be Misasek le'ena Miskavein. To l'chor be Misasek, yishlif ter mishamena Miskavein. Ube'ena Miskavein mita Misasek. So he says, first of all, the one direction. He quotes this Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeredeya. Mishum deshar Yusa. Deino miskavin leka elahecha shasavik hu bila haba, velo bila avar. Vimke nicha, de bechom misasik ashkago hu bila avar, velo bila haba. Vechulu, de bishash osa maisa, ef shalishtan osod. So that's number one. And what about the other way? Why don't you say, why isn't Davashin miskavin pata mishim misasik? What do you need the separate patur of Davashin miskavin? So it's ula hefech, beino miskavin leka lemiftri also. Why? Because eino miskavin. You don't know if it's going to happen or not. You're doing Act A, which might or might not cause Act B. By Misasek, you know Vadai that it's going to happen. Ulahefach meinu miskavin lekal lemifterei mishum misasek tibe inu miskavin yodeahu es hasafek ubi misasek inu mistapek klal. I don't have any suffix. I'm just lacking some information. But I don't have any suffix. That's a different kind of act. Kugon go rare b'shabbos. Yodea she'efshar she'asa charitz b'grei raso. Ela she'en yodea vadai. That's why it's mutter. Aval in b'shas grei raso lo yistapik klal. That's lo vadai shalo yecharitz. Ki agav de b'emes yish l'potruk. How many times is asik? And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, they are different. The stipler in Simon Lamedalit has a little different formulation. You got to figure out exactly how to put these two together, but he gives a nice mashal. He says the difference between Safik Yediya and Safik Re'iya. Safik Yediya and Safik Re'iya. What's his mashal? He says, to call Dover Sha'adam Ose, Machmas Ta'us Yediya. Chashiv shogeg. So somebody does something out of toas yediya, they don't know chashiv shogeg. V'kol she'osem machmas toas re'iya utfias ayin zeinachshem misasek. That's called misasek. Uladugma, he says somebody who Reuven owes him money. Mishesh lo chov al Reuven. V'tovea et Shimon hadavar chaluk. He goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me the money. So what's his machlok? What's his problem? Im eino hitaso v'savar shaguv zehu Reuven. If he's screaming at Shimon because he thinks Shimon is Reuven, he knows Reuven borrowed money from him, but he thinks Shimon is Reuven. Zeo misasek. Sh'eini yodea mi yishlo esek. So that's a problem. That's a misasek problem. Avo kashi yodea shezeu Shimon rak zichrono hitu. V'savar shashimonu achayav lo zeo shogig. But when he thinks that it is Shimon that lent him money, so then, that's shogeg. Yalkapanim yodeim yuasok. He knows who exactly it is. It's a savig yediya, not savig re'iya. Savig yediya, says the stipler, that is shogeg. Savig re'iya, he's making a mistake in exactly the mice that's going on. That would be misasek. V'dichvase, similar, he says, betinokos, like the case in the Gemara about the children. A baby, one baby is supposed to get bris milah on Shabbos, and one on Sunday. K'shizmano shal Reuven lamol b'Shabbos, v'shal Shimon achar Shabbos, v'umal shal Shimon, and he did the Sunday baby. V'yesh chilik b'davar, b'mahay if he knows that this is Shimon, but he forgot and he thinks Shimon is the one that's supposed to go on Shabbos, Shizeu Shmano b'Shabbos, Ein Zeh Misasek Ela Shogeg. Avolim Eino Hitaso Lachshov Shizeu Reuven. But if his eye tricked him and he thought that this was Reuven, he knows Reuven is the one, but he thought this is Reuven. Zeu Misasek Tekol HaTorah. That's Misasek Tekol HaTorah Kula. So again, Safeg Re'iya versus Safeg Yediya. That is that. That's number one issue, the relationship between Devashim Miskaven and Misasek. Another issue that some of the Achronim talk about, Rabbi Chanan, in that same piece in Ozayin, Ozvav in Zayin discusses, so what does Misasek do? How does Misasek make you putter? Remember, Shogeg is Chayav Karban. Misasek is not. So Rabbi Chanan first starts talking about mitzvos, and then he gets to Averos. Hine matzinu shnei suge mitzvos. Number one, what we might call Maisa-oriented or result-oriented. Number one, Sha'asiyas ha-maisa ayidei adam hu guf ha-mitzvah. Ukon chofer lulav achulo. The ikar is the maisa. And number two, she'ikar ha-mitzvah, hi totsoas ha-maisa. Kigon pidyon shvuyim, prias balchov, pirya verivya. So, and there are many nafkaminas, he says, between mitzvahs that are maisa-oriented or totsoa-oriented. Number one, kavana. Number one, lamandam mitzvah shrichas kavana. You're only going to say mitzvah shrichas kavana by mitzvahs that are maisa-oriented. Hatokeel ashir tzorach lachsev letzkoa. Prias balchov mitzvah. In parshalo b'kavana, mitzvah b'kavana is mitzvah no merch. Zorach lachsev lefroa. If I repaid, but I didn't have kavana that I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm gonna have to pay again. Of course not. Chayvim mitzvahs peruvu. Shemitzvah shi'ilo banim. For ayesh lo banim. Afim lo kivim l'shem mitzvah. Ino chayv lachsev leholid banim. Chayv mitzvah suviyarta rami kirbecha. The mitzvah shi'ara mevuar. Right. Efshal lekayma gamay de nachri. Atina bar shlichus. So number one might be kavana. Number two might be yourself, mitzvah boyas mi b'shlucho versus a non-Jew, or it's efshal kamei de'achirim. So you have that by mitzvos, but you also have that by averos. You have some averos that are maisa oriented, and some the result is the problem. Dikai gav nagam b'isurim nimsa chilek azeh heichasha iser hu shalo yase ha'adam ha'maisa ha ein bazek kpeida klal. But if the maisa happens by itself, there's no kpeida. Komalecha Shabbos v'chadome ubazeh dover shinim miskavin mutter. As long as I can make the maisa na'asis me'eleha, it's not considered my maisa, then there's no problem. If the focus is the maisa averus, as long as I didn't do it, it's na'asis me'eleha. So hilchas Shabbos, the maisa shenasis below kavana einu nechshev as ala adam el kilu na'asis me'eleha hi chashuva. So that's when by focus on the maisa. If the focus is on the maisa avera, so then as long as it's not my maisa avera, it is going to be okay. But there are some averos by isurim that The focus is on the result. And if the focus is on the result, then even if it was, so to speak, nases me'eleha, if the result was accomplished, then it could be still be a problem. V'chein yesh lomar, says Reb Elchanan, linyan misasik. To galikra, you know what misasik does? It makes it not my avera. An avera was done, but it's not my avera. To gamba zeh nechshav kilu nases ha'maisa me'eleha. V'lo ha'idei adam. U'me'eleha ein kan iser klau. So that's the tour, that's the mechanism of the tour misasik by Shabbos, by other averas, because it's not my avera. So if the focus is my doing the aveira, that's mutter. Ava, what's the exception? The Gemara says increases and in kedushin misasik bechalavim va'arayos chayev. If I'm misasik, it's something that gives me physical pleasure, I'm going to be chayev. What do you mean? It's not my aveira. The answer is no. If I get physical pleasure, these averos are about the resulting physical pleasure. And once you got that, then even if the technical act was not yours, but the pleasure that you got was yours. Ava b'chalav arayas da hamaisa mitzad atzma gam below adam udavar aser mashigi ala adam hana meachila asura v'gamim lo nechshevena al ha'adam elakilu nasis me'eleha. Even if the technical act was done by itself, become makal gam al zek pida Torah shelo tagiyah hanas machal aser el adam. The Torah doesn't want you to get this pleasure, even if the act was done by itself. Al karchach lo mahani baze hadav misasik ein hamaisa nechsheves al adam b'shem. The main discussion of Misasek really is in the Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis. They made this Misasek sugya famous. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Madura Kama, Simen Ches, where he discusses how do we look at Misasek. Again, it relates to what Rabbi Elchanan just said. Rabbi Elchanan said, it's a Maisa Avera that's considered Na'asis Me'eleha. So, how would that fit into this machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis is a good question. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, based on a number of rayas, that misasek is a maisa avera with a ptur onshin. It is a maisa avera. Right? You might have said it's not even a maisa avera because it's less than shogeg. Kiva Eger says, no, it's a maisa avera with a ptur onesh. That's the chiddush of misasek, that you don't get punished. But it is a maisa avera. Masha'eke by Shabbos, the chiddush of melechas machsheves is that it isn't even a melechas avera, a maisa avera, when it comes to Shabbos. He proved this from a number of rayas. Number one, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Chavav Mabez. The Gemara says if somebody has a rock on their stomach and they're sleeping and then they wake up, and the rock falls on somebody and does damage. Amar Rabba, so Evan Munachas Lo Bechiko, V'lo Hikir Bava Amav Nafla Linyan Nezikin Chayif. Right, the Gemara is, the Mishnah says, Shogei Kameis Avonis Kerasin Yer Chayif for Nezik. What do you mean? Isn't that Misasik? The Gemara says Linyan Shabbos Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. But isn't that Misasik? Right, how could you be Chayif? Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, by Nezik Yer Chayif for Onis and Rutsun and Shogei and Bezit, it is a Maisa Avera. Says the Rabbi Chanan. V'nira li davar, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, excuse me. V'nira li davar chadash. T'madim matinan me'asher chata ba'pralam misasek. Lo demisasek lo nasis ha'avera klal. Elo demikri avera b'shogeg. V'ach b'shogeg kahai demimatinan me'asher chata ba'depater mikarbon. Ava mikamako mikri shigas iser. Ava madim matinan mitam alechas machsheves. Asra Torah. Hecha deleka malechas machsheves. Eino b'chlal malacha. V'lo nasa ha'avera klal. So that's not an avera at all. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger is shita. So right from Baba Kama Chavav. Also, the Garan Brachas Yutes, as we know, if somebody's wearing Kilayim Bashuk, so what is the halacha? That's the sugya of Darkei Shalom. So he quotes, right, Amotzi Kilayim Bebigdo Posho Afilu Bashuk. What do you mean? He doesn't know. Doesn't know that he's wearing Kilayim. So, who Eino Yodesh Ish Kilayim, this the Shulchan Aruch V'yachar Ro'eo Tzorach L'Hagilo. Not only himself. Somebody has to go over to him and tell him he's wearing. What do you mean? He's misasek. He's not doing anything wrong. The answer must be that he is doing something wrong. There's a Peteronchin. You have to try to prevent it. Unless you say, he says, there yesh litchos to kilayim to iser hanos chimum havi kmo chalavim v'arayas. Maybe there's no pater misasik when it comes to kilayim. Okay, but he thinks that's really the araya. He also goes to Gemara and Tosfos in the first parak of Shabbos daf yud aleph. The machlokas abaye and rava there whether you make zera l'gzeras, whether you're gozer you might come to carry out of a carmelis. So the Tosfos there and the Rishonim discuss: are you ever gozer mishum misasik that you might do something in a misasek way? But what do you mean? If misasek is not a misavera, of course not. But again, if misasek is a misavera, but your own shin, then at least you could have something to talk about. And Shvisas Avdo is his last raya. If so, you see your eved doing something, mitam misasek. So do you have to stop him? So again, the fact that you have to try to stop him shows that it is a misavera, not just a with a teronchin, not a lack of kos hamaisa. The Makor Chaim, the Nesivis' commentary on Hilchos Pesach, Makor Chaim and Tavlam and Aleph says no. It's never a Maisa Aveira. And he comes up with another answer, right? His question is about Bayer Rabbi Yematzai. If you have chametz in your house, how can you be chayev? It's misaseg. You don't know anything, right? And his assumption is that it is not a Maisa Aveira at all. And he has to come up with other chilukim to answer up the other rayas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Some achronim quote the Rambam that seems to hold like the Nesivus. The Rambam in the first parak of Yisurei Bia, Aleph Yud Beis, has an unusual lashon. The Rambam says, the sugya of misaseg mechalav marayas. Habal erva min arayas kemisaseg. You have no idea that this is one of the arayas. He thinks it's his wife. Aval bishen kavanas alakach chayev. He's still chayev for a car. You'd be chayev carbon. V'chein b'chayvei lavin u'b'shniyos. Also chayvei lavin and shniyos, you're also going to be chayev. What are you going to be chayev? Chayvei lavin? You can have a carbon. Carbon is only for krisos, says the Ravid. Lo yadati lama, carbon enkan. There's no carbon except by chayvei krisos. What does he mean by chayvei lavin? And by shniyos for sure. The isurei derabanan. So the Magen Mishnah says it must be a mistake. Kuto sofrim. Shari chayvei lavin shogigin peturin ein miklum. Can this come to be efshal yashiv? Loshen zeh b'shum panim. He says the Kesef Mishnah says maybe it just means that chayv midin shamayim. Midin shamayim. Makadosh Baruch Hu. I think chayv a carbon. Chayv l'shamayim. V'chayv b'shniyos chayv l'shamayim. Abishin manishin oso b'dei adam. Either way, whatever it is, the Achronim say that if it was true that Misasek was always a Maisa Aveira, then you don't need Hanah. You're still going to be Chayev anyway, right? It must be Sarach Lomar. There's no Maisa Aveira at all outside of Hanah, and then Hanah changes it. Okay, they quote this to help out to maybe the Rambam is like the Bekar Chayev. Again, it's a huge topic. Halacha l'maisa. Misasek, there are a lot of levels of Misasek, the Machlokas, big discussion of Rashi and Tosfos here, many other different types. If you look at the Kalkelas HaShabbos, the Tiferes Yisrael Sakdama to Misach HaShabbos, in Ozdalet, he talks all about Misasek, the Shmir Shabbos, and the Mavo, talks all about the details of Misasek as well. Very important sugya, halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here.